Hello friends, Coy Wire here. So happy to be with you. It is hashtag Your Word Wednesday. So hit me up at Coy Wire on Insta, Snapchat, and TikTok and put your unique vocabulary word in the comment section of my most recent post, and we'll pick a fun one to work into tomorrow's show. Last week's word from at Michaela0426 was teradiddle, meaning a petty little lie. Without further ado, let's do what we do. CNN 10 starts right now. We start in New York City, where former President Donald Trump was scheduled to appear in a courtroom yesterday facing criminal charges. Last week, the former president was indicted by a Manhattan grand jury. The charges include more than 30 counts related to business fraud. The Manhattan District Attorney's Office has been investigating Trump's alleged role in a hush money payment scheme and subsequent cover-up dating back to the 2016 presidential campaign. Throughout this legal process, though, Trump has maintained his innocence and has denied any wrongdoing. The former president also accuses Democrats of targeting him politically with these charges. A recent CNN poll shows that 60% of Americans approve of the indictment. That same survey says that most Americans, 76%, do believe that politics played at least some role in this indictment. Prior to the court appearance yesterday, Trump's legal team said the former president would voluntarily surrender and would look to challenge every potential issue once the indictment was unsealed. This arraignment is historical, as it's the first time a current or former U.S. president has been criminally charged. We'll take a look now at the events of the day.
Former President Trump is now back in Florida, saying on Truth Social that he did nothing wrong, nothing illegal, but prosecutors here in Lower Manhattan would certainly beg to differ, accusing him of engaging in a criminal conspiracy to undermine the integrity of the 2016 election.
Former President Donald Trump indicted and arraigned on 34 counts related to business fraud. Tuesday's legal proceedings, relatively short, but its impact on American history, seismic, unprecedented. Trump is now the first ever former or sitting president to be criminally charged.
He's frustrated, he's upset, but I'll tell you what, he's motivated, and it's not going to stop him, and it's not going to slow him down, and it's exactly what he expected.
34 false statements made to cover up other crimes. These are felony crimes in New York State, no matter who you are. We cannot and will not normalize serious criminal conduct.
Trump is already looking ahead towards a possible trial, posting Tuesday morning that it should be moved to Staten Island because Manhattan would be, quote, very unfair. Security around the New York City courthouse was ramped up ahead of Tuesday's arraignment, with overall peaceful crowds gathering both for and against Trump. The next step for Trump, back at home at Mar-a-Lago Tuesday night, where his lawyers have said they'll dissect every charge in the now unsealed indictment and plan their defense.
And the judge in this case did not issue a gag order, meaning that the former president can talk about this matter, but the judge here in Lower Manhattan urged both sides, the former president and the prosecution, to refrain from inflammatory rhetoric.
10-second trivia. What was the only U.S. battleship to get underway during Japan's attack on Pearl Harbor in 1941? USS California, West Virginia, Nevada, or Oklahoma? The USS Nevada was the only battleship to start moving, though it was hit by a torpedo and multiple bombs. We'll head to Pearl Harbor now for our next story. Last year, the U.S. announced a landmark submarine deal with Australia and the U.K. where nuclear-powered submarines will be sent to Western Australia. These underwater warships will be strategically located there in case China, which has the world's largest navy, looks to possibly grow its presence in the Pacific region. So, how massive are these U.S. submarines? Our Will Ripley gives us an exclusive look inside the USS Mississippi.
Our journey begins in Pearl Harbor, Hawaii, the bustling hub of the U.S. Pacific Fleet, covering almost half the world, 100 million square miles, 1,500 aircraft, and around 200 ships, including more than half of the Navy's nuclear-powered submarines. Today, we're getting an exclusive look inside the USS Mississippi, one of the most powerful warships on the planet. With a crew of around 140 people, Rear Admiral Jeff Jablin is commander of the Pacific Fleet Submarine Force, facing new, powerful threats in the hotly contested Indo-Pacific. The Mississippi is one of 49 fast-attack submarines in the U.S. Naval Fleet. The fleet also has 14 larger submarines carrying nuclear-armed ballistic missiles. The US, UK, and Australia's newly announced AUKUS partnership will send nuclear-powered submarines to Perth, potentially challenging China's ambitions for the region. Beijing now has the world's largest navy, but U.S. submarines have the world's most advanced technology, a key advantage in underwater warfare.
Mississippi is ready to dive.
Dive!
The sub is capable of diving deep and fast, descending hundreds of feet in a matter of seconds.
300 feet.
At angles of up to 25 degrees. Even standing up can be a challenge.
400 feet.
Traveling underwater makes the submarine almost impossible to detect. The nuclear reactor is so quiet, the submarine makes less noise than a whale. In the dark depths of the ocean, there's no light to navigate.
The
team relies on highly sensitive sonar.
The USS Mississippi, like all of America's nuclear submarines, can't essentially sustain itself under the water for weeks or even months at a time because of the nuclear reactor that powers them. They breathe recirculated air and purified water. The only thing that they need to actually get resupplied with is food for the crew members. And that means that they get used to spending a very long time not only without sunshine and blue skies, but also without regular communication or conversations with their families.
The food on submarines is surprisingly good, but spending months underwater can be tough. No mobile phones allowed. Outside communication only possible on emails. At the back of the sub, Jack O'Brien works with a team of technical engineers.
Do you ever get bored on a sub?
No, absolutely not. Every day I come in thinking I know what I'm thinking, I know exactly what's going to happen, what I got to do.
Rear Admiral Jablin says deterrence is the key objective. Submarines like the USS Mississippi are constantly preparing for war, ready at a moment's notice for whatever the future holds.
Our next story now takes us to Berkeley Microbiology Lab, where we're giving a 10 out of 10 to a furry squirrel who learned how to ring a bell to get a treat. This video has gone viral on TikTok and shows us just how smart these bushy-tailed tree dwellers can be. Our Jeannie Most shows us how this little squirrel is treating an office building window like his very own fast food drive-thru.
What does this California squirrel have in common with these humans? Ringing for service can drive a person squirrely.
I heard this like incessant ringing noise and I was like, what is going on? And my coworker was like, oh, we taught the squirrel to ring the bell.
Grad students and researchers at this Berkeley microbiology lab enjoy feeding a squirrel who comes to their window ledge, but recently they trained the squirrel to ring the bell to get a treat.
Good job, Cloyver!
They named him Cloyver after a famous microbiologist, Albert Cloyver. Online posters were smitten, though someone griped, he only gets one almond after all that?
I think we don't want the squirrel to rely on us as the main source of food.
They trained Cloyver by making the bell ring whenever he begged, and if he happened to strike the string waving his paws, he got a nut. But the peanut gallery complained, lower the bell, geez. So they not only lowered the string, they gave the squirrel a step stool mug.
I lengthened the string. You know, I caved to the criticism a little bit.
In the immortal words of Lurch,
you rang.
Awesome sauce. All right, now, we can't finish this show without my favorite part. Thanks to everyone who subscribed to our CNN 10 YouTube channel, like the lovely folks from Southern California, Schur High School in Montebello, you rock. Much love and many blessings. Texas, you've been awesome. Thank you. Thank you very much. Remember, submit those vocab words, and remember to put the definition in there, too, please. I'm Coy Wire, and we are CNN 10.